Now, listen, God is truth. God is light. He created a man. He created man like himself. This is what we're going to look at in just a minute. He created man how? Like himself. Woo, that's something. God is a spirit. He created man a spirit too. I like to say it like this. God is a speaking spirit, and so are we. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you learn how to live, walk, talk, act like God, then you can get everything God has. And the devil can't do nothing about it. Just get out of your way. So God is a speaking spirit, so are we. We have two sources of power. The power of God and the power of Satan. I want you to be aware of that. The power of God and the power of Satan. God's words give life. Satan's words give death, or bring about death. So choose carefully your words. The words of life come from God. The words of death come from Satan. And Proverbs tells us, death and life is in the power of the tongue. You have the ability to speak life, or you can speak death. Are you listening to me? Proverbs 18:21. Death and life is where? In the power of the tongue. And so don't just go around and say, sticks and stone, what? May break my bone, but word you speak to me will never hurt me. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Words will kill you. They'll destroy you. Wrong words will destroy you. And words of life will save you, keep you, and protect you, and cause you to succeed and the harm, the danger that'll never get to you. A lot of people, too many, are so afraid of this coronavirus, and they call it COVID-19, coronavirus. They're so afraid of it. But it's just come from the devil. I've been redeemed from it. And I'm not afraid of it, because the greatest he that's what? In me than he that is in the world. This evil outlaw, killer, destroyer has been dealt with and conquered by Jesus. Amen. So I choose to say what Jesus says. I choose to speak God's word. They are life. So I live in peace. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of the evil. I know there's a lot of stuff out there, but Jesus, the Lord, told me. He said, I will keep you in perfect peace. The one that's mind is stayed on me, he said, I'll keep you in perfect peace. And then he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's what he said. And that's why I trust, see, when you're a believer, when you believe God, you don't believe and yield to the doubt, fear, and the unbelief. You believe God. And he calls your sleep to be sweet. He calls your walk to be a walk of faith and confident. He calls you to succeed, just like he did Isaac in the time of famine. Everybody else was having a famine, and Isaac sold in the same time, same land, where famine was going on, and reaped a hundredfold. Isn't that something? That's the kind of God we serve. Everything else may be falling apart, but God will never fall apart. Hallelujah. And he holds together. Glory to God. Everything he said. Now listen to this. And listen to this. It wasn't in my notes, but it's so good with the Holy Spirit. When he gives something, you just go ahead and obey him, because he know more about preaching than I do. Amen. Now listen to this. He said, we were talking about things falling apart, being destroyed, and all that. He said in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, God at sundries times and divers manners spake unto the prophet, spake unto the father by the prophet, has in the last days spoken unto us by his son, whom he appointed heir of all things. Notice what he did. He appointed him heir of what? All things. Now, when we mention all things, there we go again. We got to keep it in the realm of what we are talking about. Is there any evil in God? Is there any violent and hatred in God? So we're talking about all things that are good and perfect, good and right, and that'll bless you and increase you. Amen. Amen. So he said he appointed him heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Who being what? In the, watch it now. Who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. All right. Upholding how much? How much? Upholding all things by the word of his power. When he has by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now, kind of getting a little ahead of myself, but I want to bring that point out about he holds all things together. Your life in Christ will never fall apart. I'm going to say it again. Your life in Christ, when you trust and obey and do and speak and live like he said to live, you'll never fall apart. You'll never be defeated. Will you be challenged? Absolutely. Will you be persecuted? Absolutely. But you'll never lose and you'll never fall apart. Hallelujah. Everything the devil can throw, everything at you, he has. But if you walk by faith, that faith will put the fiery darts out. And they'll fall to the ground and they won't work against you. Hallelujah. So let's look at this. Words. I want to talk about words and see, examine them and see why are they so important and how did all of this get started. Words. Let's go to the very first book in the Bible. The very first verse was written. Genesis 1 and 1. I'm going to read this from the American Standard Bible because it's the way it words that I like it. American Standard Bible. It says, in the beginning, God did what? God did something. In the beginning, what? God created the heavens and the earth. The King James said heaven single, but this Bible says heaven plural, which agree with the scripture, because Paul said I was caught up in the third heaven. So there's more than one realm of heaven. And so he said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Who created? God did. So he created them. Who do they belong to? He created the heaven and the earth. He's the creator. He's the owner. So they belong to him. Amen. But watch what happened. Verse 2 says, and the earth was what? Wasted and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And what happened while darkness was hovering there?